So we're doing more football in our next segment. Chappie's Lock of the Week returns for season four. And it's football season, so it's game picking season. And we've been doing picks with friends for quite some time now, and it's been lots of fun. So Blake put together a montage just to show you how much fun it's been over the years. Is that what you've done?
Yeah, it's really similar to a 15 for 15, what you guys used to do. Just a little mini audio documentary. And I actually have to give Bob credit because he kind of gave me the idea of it would be cool to have kind of like a league history of here's the year you guys did this punishment, here's how it finished out. So that's kind of what got the ball rolling is I wanted to put everything in together into one piece of audio that laid out everything that you guys have done during the span of Picks with Friends.
All right, well, let's sit back and listen.
Here we are, once again, making picks with our friends, Bob, Dan, and Donovan, Jake and Corby, Jeff's the man, almost time to have some picks with friends. Nearly time to have some picks with friends.
Play the game the right way, okay?
It's in the email and it says pick 'em. You can say it all you want, homeboy. It's the last place.
Now all of a sudden we're looking at people's followers.
This is Friends Making Picks, cleverly titled Picks with Friends. It's a battle amongst ticket hosts that has become a staple during the fall, dating back to its inception in 2018. Before then, it was Fridays at 2:30, where then named Bad Radio would pick games with Kid, Computer, and Chappie with a suit bet on the line. But in 2018, Bob, Dan, and Jake traded Kid, Computer, and Chappie for George, Donovan, and Corby, and all hell began to break loose. Who are the friends? Well, let's get to know them. First, there's Dan McDowell, who lives noon to three on the ticket. Dan, in one word, loyal. He only bets on three teams.
Because my Patriots.
Oh no.
My gosh.
Ooh. Give me Kyler Murray, triple play. Give me the Cleveland Browns.
Jeez. Abused lover.
Baker Mayfield.
Dan used to do a show with a guy named Bob, who has since replaced Mike Reiner on the Hardline. Bob is the football brain on the station, and he knows it.
One of these years, I would. Oh, wait a minute. I won all those other. Forget.
Oh
you know what?
God.
It's not that big a deal. Maybe put down your bongs and do some research.
Oh, Ouija.
So Sports Stern went 7-3. You're in first, Bob.
Huh.
Actually, second place.
Oh, my God.
Next is Jake. Jake replaced Bob with Dan. And the reason he and Dan work so well together is he is also a very loyal person. The only problem is he's loyal to the most frustrating team in the NFL.
Yes, I have changed a lot in the last 5 years. Or have I? Let's send this bitch to the moon. I'm triple playing the Cowboys. Let's go. Let's get this over with. Whoa. Let's just do it. Let's go. No breaks.
He is the Cowboys homer on the station. Then beginning with their order of appearance on the ticket is George, who is also known as Jub, or sometimes Moose. What do you need to know about Moose? Irrational confidence.
And I guarantee you, I will not finish last place this year. In fact, whatever we come up with, I'll do it twice as long.
Uh-oh, if I have to wear the mohawk next year, okay? I'll wear a LeBron suit along with it.
Jeez.
Wow. That is doubling down, dude.
Next is the great Donovan. Donovan loves the NBA, is on the Cowboys post-game show, but his true love, it's a group of five teams you've never heard of.
So okay. Give me Central Florida.
I will take Air Force. Give me UNC Charlotte. So give me James Madison.
Give me ULALA minus 20 over Ohio University.
And last but certainly not least, it's the straw that stirs this drink. It's Corby. If he's in first place, you don't want to hear from him. If he's in last, you don't want to hear from him. He's been called the biggest ass at the ticket.
Yeah, look, I went the wrong way, asshat.
Here's Corby.
Boy, it's It's lonely at the top, Jake. It really is.
Yeah.
So how does this work? Simple. Every Thursday at 2:15 during the fall, six best friends get together during the Hang Zone to pick games on the air. Each week, seven games are sent out to the group. Each friend gets a wild card game of their choosing, but each person has to declare a triple play, which puts three wins or three losses on the line, and these picks aren't typically swayed by the others.
Triple play.
All right, give me the Redskins.
Yeah.
Give me Washington. I want it.
He had a pick that he liked, and he said, dude,
this is going to ruin tomorrow for me. I don't want that.
If Bob takes the Cowboys, I'm thinking about going to Washington. And I said, do not do that.
In its inaugural season in 2018, not much changed. The gang still met on Fridays at 2:30, but the punishment was slightly upgraded.
We have finally narrowed it down to the loser of the picking games will have to wear the LeBron suit to ticket stock this year.
What is a LeBron suit? Well, it's a lot like it sounds. A suit, except instead of dress pants, you have dress shorts. It's a look fit for the king, and in this case, the loser of the 2018 edition of Picks with Friends. Out of the gate, George showed why he is Morning Drive, beginning the year 18-2, following a 10-0 week, the first in league history. He closed out the year 50-80 to lose the 2018 Picks with Friends season.
After starting the year, his first 2 weeks with an 18-2 record, an insurmountable lead, George ended up at 68-82.
Wow. George, that is so bad.
While the league's punishment was a good start as to what was to come, the most memorable thing to come out of this year was the side bet between Dan and Jake on the Cowboys making the playoffs. Once the Cowboys made the playoffs, winning 7 out of their final 8 games, Jake decided to up the ante.
Yeah, Jake and I bet a week of wearing a clown suit, I just bet that they wouldn't make the playoffs. And that seemed like a pretty good bet.
I'll give you double or nothing on tomorrow night.
Whoa.
Straight up.
But I am not predicting Seattle. I'm thinking that's going to be a very, very tight game.
I'm a Night King standing over here.
Hold on. Okay. Of the double or nothing, can we get one of the weeks at the Super Bowl? P1's want this.
All right, I'm in.
All right, let's do
yes!
it.
Yes!
1 week at the Super Bowl, or 2 weeks for me.
Yes!
Or 2 weeks for you, one at the Super Bowl, one here. We're clean.
As we all know, the Cowboys defeated the Seahawks in that playoff game, and 2018 was set. George with the LeBron suit at ticket stock, and Dan dressed as a clown with a red nose at ticket stock and at the Atlanta Super Bowl. Bob is your champion with 87 wins. In 2019, the friends decided to go back to the costume at the Super Bowl well once again.
But whoever finishes dead last enjoys Super Bowl week, their 5 shows on Radio Row and Media Night in a full football uniform.
Jeez, no.
Pads, no. Shoulder pads, come thighs. On.
The most against the idea in that clip was Corby, and wouldn't you know it, Corby began with one of the worst starts in league history, sitting at 25-45 after 7 weeks.
There's a guy with like a football uniform company who, I'm just saying, we're set.
Oh, yeah.
We're really set.
Yeah. Why don't you tell him to mind his own effing business?
But Corby began to make a run. After his 25-45 start, he would finish 50-30, trying to get out of the cellar. But the clown from the year before, Dan McDowell, started helping out Corby. With 2 weeks left, the two were tied. So naturally, they began going head-to-head with their triple plays.
All year, I'm still technically in last place. You go.
I've been behind all year. I'm going to talk to you.
Oh, my God.
That's like the
that
most,
is that's
my
the most
triple
Browns
play.
Thing ever, actually.
The Browns triple play.
It just
Let's
means
just
more.
Let's just see if the sixth place guy wants to bet on the Bengals.
We will triple play.
Trubisky?
The Cincinnati Bengals.
Yes, sir.
Woo! 2019 eventually came down to the final week. Corby began the week picking his first 5 games correctly. But Dan just needed the Redskins to cover their 4.5-point spread. And things were looking good, as they were only down 3 as time expired. However, Dwayne Haskins showed why he was living to die.
Let's just hope it'll be Corby, right?
Bengals have a
no one wants to see me.
Not even pregame quarterback today.
So you have to wear the helmet too?
Yeah, we're going helmet. We're going everything. Thigh pads.
And on to the races.
No!
Eagles win the
score.
Nigel Bradham picked up a ball and ran it in for a touchdown. With no time left, and if you care about this sort of thing, that also meant the Eagles covered the spread.
One of the all-time bad beats puts Dan in a fake Andy Reid uniform for the Super Bowl in Miami. Bad luck for Dan, as his 74-76 record is the best record to earn last place in league history. In fact, it's the only last place finish to earn more than 70 wins. It also goes down as the most narrow defeat in league history, as Corby finished just one game better at 75-75. Tough break for McDowell. Donovan and George are your champions in 2019 with 83-67 records. George with a nice rebound after losing the league in the year prior. In 2020, the pandemic took the Super Bowl costume off the table, so the friends had to get creative with their last place punishment. And that they did.
We agreed we would read a book, I think.
Yeah.
Have to read a book, sit in the production room live for 3 hours.
Yeah, I don't like that.
No, I think 3 hours.
The whole day besides your show.
Yeah, it went 6A to 7P.
The whole day.
Yeah.
You get your break during your show, but anyone else on the ticket can pot you up anytime during a segment that they want.
New to 2020 was a different team Dan McDowell would triple play. His money and daughter went to Clemson. And so did his triple plays.
George, I would also like to switch and take Wake Forest against Dan McDowell.
Gosh. There's blood in the water, ladies and gentlemen.
Everybody want Wake? Anyone else?
You know what? That's interesting you ask, because I will leave the Saints and I'll put Wake Forest as a triple play.
Dan, this is going to be a great week.
Hey, you know what? I'm leaving Kansas and I'm going Wake Forest.
Yes!
Clemson would not cover that spread, and Dan would start 3 games back from everyone, but quickly surpass them, finishing in second place. Bringing up the rear for the second time in league history, George Jub Moose Dunham, finishing with the worst record in league history at 65-85, going from last place in 2018, first place in 2019, and now back to last place in 2020. Jake narrowly escapes the cellar with just 69 wins, including a 10-0 week in week 14 to avoid last place. The league's winner, Corby, had the best record in league history at 90-60, a whopping 25-game difference between first and last place, a league record. As an award for first place, Corby got to choose the book Jub had to read. 50 Shades Jub ended up being one of the best punishments to ever come out of the ticket, as we were soon presented with Slam Deliciously.
He pushes both my knees up in the bed, so behind is in the air, and he slaps me hard. Because I can react, he plunges. I cry out from the slap and from his sudden assault, again and again, falling apart beneath him as he continues to slam deliciously. Slam deliciously.
The punishment for 2021, after much discussion, was the loser had to camp in the ticket studio for 48 hours, leaving only for potty breaks. No leaving for food, fun, or the other F word. You worked your shift and then went to your tent in the corner. 2021 was definitely the testiest of all the years of Picks with Friends.
Hey, let's do this next week. I have something up my sleeve this
week.
God.
What was that, Corby? You sound like you're in the well in last place. I didn't hear you.
Ooh.
Remember to do it next week.
You know what a give up triple play that is. Why don't you grow some balls and pick something else rather than that easy game?
Yeah, like the Utah State game.
Yeah, why don't you go find another Sunbelt game to pick, huh?
Hey.
The man who once spoke over a moment of silence.
Yeah.
Has rebounded.
Doesn't it seem like a guy that is that decorated would be able to pick football games a little better?
Hmm. Boy, I thought we were football friends.
Ooh, not on Thanksgiving week, big man.
Before Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. Why don't you shove that turkey right up your ass?
Jeez!
Unfortunately for everyone in the league, Corby backed up his smugness and had a firm grip on the top of the standings for most of the year. Normally, Dan McDowell pushes for last place, and he did early on. However, after the third 10-0 week in league history, Dan left the bottom of the competition in his dust. It was down to Jake Kemp, and you guessed it, George Dunham, for last place. But unfortunately for Marconi Moose, he fell just one dropped pass from Pat Fryermuth from avoiding the studio slumber party. Jubb finishes with 69 wins, just one failed triple play away from passing Jake, who finished with 71 wins.
Everybody. Okay, so let's get this straight. So the bet is you'll be here at 6 o'clock on Wednesday night?
On Wednesday, yeah.
Okay, and then you'll leave at 7 o'clock on Friday when we leave.
Yeah.
God, we get the very the ass end of him.
Oh, and the tip.
It's going to smell like unlimited enchiladas.
And you're caught up. Corby has the best career picking record with 330 wins, picking at a 55% hit rate. Next is Bob with 326 wins, then Dan, Jake, followed by Donovan, all over 50% on their picks. And then there's George Dunham, who is 285 and 315, the only picker under 500. League championships sit with Corby with 1.5, Bob with 1, George, Donovan, and Dan each with a share, leaving Jake Kemp as the only friend without a piece of the crown. In fact, the Ferret has not finished better than third in any season. Outside of his off 2019 year, Corby has either finished first or second in the league. Bob is Mr. Consistent, never finishing below fourth in the standings. The great Donovan proves to be the average Donovan, as his 302 and 298 career record keeps him in the middle of the pack most seasons. But Moose remains the enigma, as he has either finished first or last every year, but mostly last. His only season picking over 69 games correctly was his championship year in 2019. Could this be the year of Jubb? Does Corby finally come back down to earth? Does Jake ever sniff the medal stand? Does the average Donovan become great? Does Bob ever show a blemish in his armor? Or will Dan find a new team to triple play? That's the fun of Picks with Friends. There is your walk down the corridor, but they are just getting started. Plenty of fun, laughs, and bad picks Thursdays at 2:15.
Yeah, I can't go against Kyler.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I'll take whatever you say. I'll do the opposite of whatever you say.
You'd be betting on Baker. You just declared.
Oh, my God.
What is this?
You just declared.
Chuck him out of here.
You have to go first because I'm going to take whatever you don't.
Triple play, the Buffalo Bills.
What is this?
Wow.
Boo!
You know what?
You suck.
Conduct unbecoming of a professional is part of this organization.
You already made your pick.
I'm revoting on tiebreaker. Tiebreaker is Corby loses.
And
baby,
what are you doing?
Triple it.
Yeah, that's not an extra game either, you idiot. You're a moron.
Let's go.
We don't need your extra game. We just need your triple.
Right. Hold on.
Wait.
Right. Hold on.
Screw it. Thank you.
Yay! Thank you. Pressure, baby.
Triple play.
Triple play.
Triple play.
Triple play.
Slam deliciously.
Fantastic.
So 4 years?
Yeah.
Jubb's lost 3 of 4.
Yes.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, I knew 2 in a row.
I thought I was clown suit, but that was a different thing.
Side bet. Yeah, he's a dynastic loser. 3 of 4.
That's good stuff.
Thank you, Blake.